update for the RDI diocese. This is Gavin. How can I help you?
Did you say Gavin?
Yes.
Well, Gavin, hey, this is Mike calling. He turned me over to you because I have a stone available to me that I was working about 4 years ago, and it's a very, very high-priced stone. I didn't know if you may have a buyer for something like that or not. It's
Gotcha. Who were you just speaking with by chance?
Oh, I didn't write his name down yet. A guy called me from the RDI Diamonds or something like that. I was talking about memos and, you know, just basic stuff. And the diamond industry is kind of slow with all the lab-grown stuff. You know, it's affected it. I've been in business 39 years with a jewelry store, so I've seen a lot of this stuff kind of come and go. But
yeah.
About 4 years ago, I was working on a 45.56 carat pear shape. And
wow.
Thing's beautiful. I mean, it's a VVS1 GI cert. It's fancy vivid pink.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, impressive stone if you have a buyer.
Yeah, no, definitely sounds very impressive. I'd have to basically send this one up the chain a little bit. This one kind of goes over my head here.
Okay.
What would be the best number for you? Is it the 503-222-3492?
That's my work phone. That's my business, Alder, A-L-D-E-R, Gold Exchange. And I've had this company 39 years, so a long time in the industry. Everybody knows about it nationally. They know of us internationally, actually. And also do a lot of gold and silver, just in case.
Okay.
You know, people looking to buy gold or silver. I do that.
Okay, very good. All right. So you said it was a 44.56 pair, fancy.
45.56.
40.
VVS1 and 45.56.
45.56, okay.
Yeah, VVS1, GIA, fancy vivid pink.
Yep.
Bear shape, yeah.
Okay.
That's a big, I mean, it's about the size of your thumb. That's a big rock.
Okay. All right, yeah, so let me send this information up the chain, and someone should be reaching out.
Yeah. I can give you a second number. That's my cell phone. That's
perfect.
Easier. Yeah, the cell phone is 971-227-0299.
All righty. Perfect. Yes, I'll send both of these up the chain, like I said there, and we should be getting back to you very shortly.
Yeah, but do keep the gold and silver in mind. A lot of people
don't
think about it, but when I mention it to people, sometimes they know people that are buying large quantities, and there's no sales tax here in Oregon on anything. We just drop ship directly to the end buyer.
Okay.
I had a guy yesterday, he sold me 52 gold maple leaves. That was like 220,000 or something like that.
Holy smokes.
And I had them sold, and one lady bought 21 of them. She'd already paid me $95,000. A week earlier, just to make sure I'd have money in my account in case I found something. And that worked out perfect. I mean, she took 21, and I sold 20 of them to a wholesaler, A-Mark. I deal with them all the time. And you know, I made a little bit of money on it, but I make the money when I buy the stones, because I buy the gold, because I can buy it under spot quite a bit, usually. So anyway, people are looking for gold. A lot of people want to get rid of cash and buy gold and silver.
Yes,
we do sell it.
Yeah, we've been seeing a lot of that. A lot of people are saying that they're making a killing right now on gold, not too much on the diamonds. I've definitely been seeing a lot of that of late. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, gold's gone up, $200 or $300 an ounce in the last week or two. And it was trading at $5,400 an ounce, and it's like, $43 now or something?
I believe
about $1,000.
Right,
yeah, $1,000 to $1,100 less. Silver finally started moving up as $30 an ounce for decades. It should have been higher, but it wasn't. And it got up to $115, $118 an ounce on silver. And then, fell off again. Now it's about 60-something. But, I mean, big swings that you never saw before on this quick. But we have the supply available. I've got some of the best vendors you can get. In fact, it's a totally different subject, but if you have any interest in it, if I know anybody, I'm looking to sell my business, too, after 39 years. So it's well-established, to say the least. We do a lot of volume. And it's a moneymaker. I've been doing it almost 40 years. I want to make it available to someone else. I'm not married, no wife or kids, so I don't have anybody to give it to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
well,
if you know anybody in Portland, Oregon, or somebody want to have an ongoing business in a beautiful, it's an 18-story building downtown. I'm right on the main level, just inside a corner entrance. So,
okay.
Great location. The rent. I'm sorry, what?
No. Keep going. Keep going.
Oh, I was going to say it's well established. I mean, everybody knows the name nationally, and it would come with all the vendors. And like I have one buyer in Dubai. He's one of the world's largest buyers. I had him on a phone call once with a seller on a Zoom link, and as soon as I mentioned the buyer's name, the seller goes, "Oh, weren't you the one responsible for one of the largest deals ever in history in Zurich back in 2016? I'm thinking, how's this guy even know that, you know?
Wow.
He's into the business. Well, and so my buyer starts talking about that deal in detail, so obviously he did it. And on that deal, he purchased 43,000 metric tons.
That's crazy.
and he's bought bigger, but deals like that happen with people aren't even aware of them. But you know, if you've got a gold kilo bar,
yeah,
you stack up 1,000 of those kilo bars, that's one metric ton.
Oh,
and he
wow.
bought 43,000 of those stacks.
That's insane. That is insane.
Well, it's a big purchase.
Huge purchase.
Well, and he talked about another one 2 years ago in Hong Kong. And I've seen these deals offered before because I'm involved in the industry, so I know about them. And he bought 57,000 metric tons in Hong Kong in 2018. That's hundreds of billions of dollars.
Yeah, that is. No, that's the wow. That's a heavy hitter right there for sure.
He goes on and on. He's got some refineries, and you know he owns some mines in Africa, and he's got 23 jet aircraft with full ex-military security. You know, 60 jewelry stores in Dubai, high-end stuff he has diamonds made in India for. You know, it just goes on and on with this guy. I've never met anybody like him even close ever in my life.
Practically, he has gold toilets in every room in the house, basically. That's just
I don't know. It's possible. I don't know. Yeah, I can't say that. But
wow. Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, but,
man. That's insane.
Now, just out of curiosity, have you ever heard of Lake Coeur d'Alene in Idaho? Lake Coeur d'Alene?
I have, yes.
Okay. In the back of your mind, and you know, if you want to send me an email, I'll send you a brochure on it. But on the north end of Lake, that lake's 25 miles long, and it's one of the five most beautiful lakes in the world, according to National Geographic. And it's 25 miles east of Spokane, Washington. But on the north end of the lake is Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, the city. And it's a beautiful little town, but it's been kind of plugged up. And then if you go down to the south end of the lake, 25 miles further down, there's a little town called Harrison.
Mm-hmm.
And in Harrison, they have 15 acres right in the middle of town. And it's only like 500 people that live there, not a big city. But they've got 15 acres right in the middle of town, and it's four blocks above the marina. So you will walk forward blocks, and you're in the water. And it's zoned for up to 60 lots.
Wow.
And those lots, when they're developed, they're worth $60,000 each. That's what they're selling for right now. So that's $3.6 million developed. And I'm not a developer. I'm not a techie person. I just buy and sell and make deals. And I've had those lands for many, 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 many years. But I've got 15 acres, and I'm going to sell it right now at $1.75 for everything.
That's a great deal for someone.
It is for the right person.
Yeah,
I mentioned it to you. Yeah. And then I also have 21 acres, just a second thought, 21 acres on the edge of town, still in the city sewer, the city water. And it's zoned for 1 acre minimums, R1. And so you can get 21 1-acre parcels that are huge. I mean, lot with beautiful lake views. And it should be worth in the mid to high two million range. I'm going to sell that for 1.9. Yeah, get the 21 1-acre lots off it. So I have those two parcels left.
Oh well, yeah, that's great stuff right now. Man, you really got some stuff in the works there.
Well, I need to sell it. I want to get the cash flow. I want to raise. I got to find a house here in Portland, so I got to move. And I'm looking to buy a house now. Just an average home, $600,000-$700,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ones I like in the million plus range, and that's just a lot of cash flow. You know, putting it home.
No, that is. Now, I know you're looking to kind of move out the business and anything. Are you still kind of like doing anything with diamonds and jewelry right now that you're not selling, that you're looking to like maybe bring in? Or?
I don't really have the calls. You know, I'm not a techie person, so like a lot of people get on social media and all that stuff. Everybody is. And if someone were to buy my business and go online and do all that stuff, they could literally quadruple the volume in 30 days. It'd just be mind-blowing. I don't have the time to do it. I'm busy constantly doing everything.
Yeah.
And I'm not a technical person, but someone that is, there's a huge, huge, huge upside on this business. And because I haven't done anything on social media at all, and I didn't touch my website for 10 years. I've got one, but I don't use it. So it's just time to put it in someone else's hand, let them take care of it. And, I mean, it's a moneymaker. I had a lady that came in 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
She has a referral. We get a lot of referral business. And she sat down and talked to her for 10 minutes. And she writes a check, you know, and hands it to me. And the check's for $536,000.
Oh, wow.
I'm going, that's, you know, it's a nice check. And I got her 5 gold kilo bars for that. I had it drop shipped directly to her at her request. And she got them in 4 days. She texted me and said she's really satisfied. And she said something about another $380. She came in the next day, which was 7 days later. After she wrote that check for $536, she came in on the 7th day. Said she made a mistake on her math, and she wrote me a second check for $450,000.
Oh, wow.
So in 7 days, she bought $986,000 worth of gold in 7 days.
Yeah, that's something. I'm in the wrong business right now.
Well, this one's for sale.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, I don't think I have the capital to get to just buy that one. I need a few extra investors around to go in on that.
Well, keeping the back of your mind, you know, I'm gonna sell it with probably $300,000 worth of inventory. You know, jewelry and rings and all that stuff come with it.
Mm-hmm.
At least $300,000 worth of inventory, and for the whole thing, we're doing like, I think bank statements, $150,000 to $300,000 a month deposits, and I don't even put cash in the bank. We do a lot of cash business, but I don't put that in the bank. I don't tell anybody, but I keep it in my safe, you know, at the shop. And I'm selling the whole business for $1.95 with the inventory and everything.
Okay, wow, man. So yeah, let me shoot all this information up the chain and see what can be done.
Yeah, and if
his name was Michael.
My name's Michael, like the archangel for whatever it's worth. Yeah, Michael. And if eventually you want to send me an email, I will send you a brochure that talks about the land in Coeur d'Alene. It's got pictures of it and everything, and it would be a good thing to have eventually, just for something to look at. But you know, and I can give you a cell phone real quick if you may want to text it or maybe something like that eventually.
The cell phone was what, 971-227-0299, right?
Yeah, perfect, perfect.
And then what's a good email as well?
My email is Michael, MICHAEL.
Yep.
At Alder, ALDER, GOLD .com, Michael at AlderGold.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I'll shoot you a quick email as well, so you can send me that information. And then, like I said, all this information you've given me up the chain as well, to see if there's anything we could do.
I appreciate it. And you know, you make a good commission if you sell something, and if you sell the real estate, I'll pay you a commission. You know, definitely happy to.
Most definitely, yeah.
Oh yeah, and it's the right developer, they can make probably almost $2 million just developing the land.
Yeah,
if they start building houses on it and stuff, it'd be a lot more money.
No, 100%, yeah. I mean, especially if it's just empty land, you pretty much get to do whatever you want with it at that point. So, like, ideas are endless, you know what I mean? So.
Exactly. It's choice property. I mean, that lake is one of the 5 most beautiful lakes in the world, according to National Geographic, that's what they said. So, anyway, yeah, give it some thought. I'll try to send you that stuff. I got to run. I got a guy knocking at my door wants to come to my business. So. Okay. All right. Thanks, Kevin.
All right, Michael. See ya.